Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Bob's Big Ben Bowling. Stop by for some awesome food and bowling fun at Bob's Big Ben Bowling, located at 119 East Main Avenue, Ritzville, Washington. Or call ahead to reserve your lanes today at 509-659-0540. Open Monday through Fridays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Bob's Big Ben Bowling.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Puddin', it's Farmer. How you doing?
Hello. Hey, Farmer.
Hey. Sounds like we got a little technical difficulty going here on your therapy show. Red, are you with us?
I don't hear her. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, well, you know, Blog Talk likes to mess with new shows, so we're going to be right back here on Talk Therapy here on Radio AFS. Just give us a few minutes. Got to work out the bugs, and we'll be right back here. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Detroit Rock City Promotions, everything you need for your party, wedding, show, or event. DJ services, tent setup, table and chairs, mobile stages, sound and lighting, photography, on-staff reverend. Book DRCP Army today at 810-627-9773. That number again is 810-627-9773. Or find us on the web at DetroitRockCityPromotions.com.
Hey guys, I'm Nikki, or Bed, and this is
Pudding,
and we're Talk Therapy. We're live coming to you from Radio AFS, and tonight we're going to bring up some subjects that most people wouldn't touch. Things about sex, things about life, things that we all deal with, you know, the everyday things. So Pudding, let's talk about your day. How was it?
Oh, it was pretty good. How was
your
day?
I was nervous as hell because I thought something was going to happen when you did. Guys, if you could have seen my face. Well, that 15 minutes that we weren't on air and should have been, well, that's my fault. I wasn't in. When you're doing a new show, shit happens.
Right?
Tell
I
me
was nervous too.
As hell. Scared. I'm like, oh my God, they're gonna hurt. They're gonna hate me. It was our first show. We can mess up on the first show. It's our first show. You gotta say it like that. It's our first show, guys. Hey, we fucked up. Now next show we better not, right? Otherwise we
right.
in again.
we can't use that first show excuse after this.
It's our second show. We're still retarded. So, guys, I want to tell you a little story about how I met Danielle. Danielle is a co-admin of a Facebook group with me. It's an adult Facebook group. It's about adult themes, which gave us a little inspiration for the show that we're watching now, that you're hearing now. And things that are that aren't there. Well, we ran a contest on that show today, and we had people, you know, do a little writing, asking questions and themes that they might want us to bring up, and we got this really good one. We don't use real names here, so I'm going to call her a fellow princess. She'll know who I'm. Anyways, she won. I'm going to bring her question up on here right now.
Sounds good.
I'm pulling it up on my screen. I'm sorry, guys. All right, so how and why do people engage in online dom sub relationships? What are the benefits and of having the same or as being opposed to a different relationship? So I'll tell you. You know, I'm calling him my honey, and I do talk to him online, and he's dumb, but I'm not sub. I'm a brat. That's for another show, guys. but it's kind of a regular relationship when it's online. It's just, you know, you don't actually touch each other. But there's feelings involved. If they're open and they have another relationship besides you, like poly, a lot of doms and subs, they do have that. I think that it depends on the relationship itself. Some people can do it, some people can't. The benefits of it being online, well, you each got your own life. So you're not playing a role in those other lives. What you do online, it's a different world almost. It's like living two lives. Do you think about that person all day long? Damn straight you do. But I think that's the difference, the benefits. You don't have something all day in your ear. I know I sound horrible for saying that, but that's That's my point of view. How do you feel on that, Danielle? Well, Puddin.
Well, I'm not really familiar with that lifestyle. So, but.
Well, good then.
From
another
like
standpoint,
face to face with them. Well, I think it'd definitely be different from face to face and online, like you said. You don't have to have them there in your face from day to day and in your ear.
I'll tell you from my experience that's a pro and a con, you know?
Right.
You miss your man when he's not home all day, right? When he's at work, you think about him,
yes.
You miss him. Well, imagine never having hugged him or never having kissed him or boned him for that matter. You know, they say you can't miss what you didn't have. That's some bullshit. You sure can. You can miss him. Oh, another thing is, you have to have a lot of trust in that because you don't know what they're doing when you're not online with each other, you know? So if you're going to be in my relationship, I would say don't ask somebody on the other side of the country to be committed to only you because we're humans. Our natural mind is telling us, get out there and reproduce, keep the human race going. So if you can't do that with them, you got to let them find it. You know, you can't be upset with them on it. That's definitely a pro and con itself. I mean, do you want to be sitting there thinking, what's he doing right now? I wonder if his other honey is happy or anything on that matter. So I imagine you got to have a lot of trust.
Yeah, I would say so. It would take a lot of trust for that.
Well, I mean, it's Dom and Sub, so it's a completely other world. Like she did say, what a Dom-Sub relationship online. So it is, as being part of the Dom-Sub scene, I honestly say it's a different world anyways for me. Like my day-to-day life, I'm not bowing at somebody's feet. You know what I mean? Like that's a much higher level of DNS. That requires more than online. DNS, it varies. So I guess online, it would hurt only if you didn't need online. If everything you knew was just online, then that's all you know, right?
Right.
Right.
Now, the reason we started this show is because we wanted to share the vibes that we got from our group. Our group's full of a bunch of offbeat, awesome people that think on the same crazy-ass level as us. So you'll hear us talk about that group a little bit here and there. I'm not going to throw the name out because it's a private group, but you know, you'll hear us
group.
The group. You know, that's what we're talking about. So we wanted to get it out there. Like, Facebook came down hardcore on us. They didn't want us posting our adult stuff. Children under 18 shouldn't see family this and this, that and that, blah, blah, blah. Basically,
which I can understand on that, but if it's a secret closed adult place, why can't they leave us alone?
That's my biggest beef. Like, why is it that they're coming on us about this? It's not fair. Like, it's a private group. We got nobody in it. Everybody in there is a grown adult, paying their own bills, making their own living, doing their own thing. Who cares if they listen? Is anybody mad about a nice pair of tits? If somebody's mad about that, then. Then they just don't belong online. You got Pornhub. You got all those porn sites. They can show off there. But why can't Facebook have a private group that only adults get into with nudity? It's just not fair.
Right. Considering that you can just scroll your regular newsfeed and see half-naked women all over it or any age to see that.
Hell, some of those 15-year-old girls that they are trying to protect eyes have more clothing on their head than their booty, and you to what they're wearing in their profile pictures. So, you know, that girl over there with the miniskirt can be showing cheeks, but God forbid the girl with the nice rack is showing her nips.
Right.
I feel like there is some old hags running Facebook and scanning those pictures going, oh, look, that bitty's titties are pretty. Report.
Right.
I'm telling
That's
you.
Probably exactly what they're doing.
Base their life around people like us.
Right.
Hey, we're entertainment, even if it's not in a good way.
Her tits are perkier than mine. I don't like them. Report.
Ah, oh, that explains a lot of my bands.
I bet it does.
my tits touch my knees. I'm mad at her.
Right.
That's great. No, but really, so in the group, we had to take all of our members and move them to a new group because Facebook attacked us. Like, attacked us. A bunch of us got banned. Oh, my God, it was crazy. We had to delete the group so I could go back to Facebook in 30 days. Yeah, they banned me 30 days. And I thought that was a lovely picture, Danielle, didn't you?
That was some bullshit to me.
I know. Well, I just don't see. I don't see why it being a private group, Facebook gives any fucks about it.
Right.
Now, there is a new app that they have. Well, it's not a new app. It's been around a while. And they have it called MeWe. Now, that place, we did set up a group. They do not care about nudity. And I'll tell you, it's like the old Facebook days when nobody gave a fuck.
Right.
It's nice. However, can you say Creep Central? I understand that part of the whole not scanning the pictures, not allowing the nudity. There's some creepers over there. People with the fake pages and profiles, and
fake
some
names,
guys
fake everything.
Oh my God!
No,
one guy was using a fake picture. A fake picture. It wasn't him, and you know. He hits my friend up, leaves a message with her. It's dick pic right away. And then it's, hey, mom, you want to trade photos? Really? Does that work? Does that work? I need to know. Like, is that what dating has come to? Send him a dick pic? I'm sending her a dick pic, and then she sends you her tits. And, guys, your boyfriend and girlfriend, is this life?
God, this generation has failed us all, if that's what it's really like.
Listen, last time I went
on
a date.
What happened to the old days with the notes, yes or no?
Did you like
send a dick pic now, and they'll be automatically yes.
yeah. Listen, but those days are gone, and we're real old. That's
oh,
what
I know.
Happened. However,
sad,
I feel bad.
Yes.
And the poor guys, because I've seen the girls growing up nowadays. Anyways, I feel bad for the younger generation. And, like, what are they going to do? They're not going to go anywhere for their dates. They're going to sit on other sides of the room with their phones and their gadgets in their hands, sending each other selfies and pictures of each other. Like it was a real date. They got pictures, maybe grab a selfie together or something. But really, that's what they're content with. I was not content sitting in doing nothing all day when I was a kid. Not at all. I can't understand how anyone kept me. Well, I don't know. As an adult now, sometimes I have those days where I don't get out my pajamas and I fight myself to get out of bed. But you appreciate a nap more when you're older anyway.
Yes, I agree.
So, basically, Facebook has thrown us to the point that we have to do a talk show to talk about things on the radio, which is funny because it's way more live than Facebook. But we have to do a radio show to discuss what we want about what we're saying.
Fuck. I'm sorry, it cut out.
Yeah, did you cut it? Am I back?
It got choppy, and then I can hear you now.
All right. I'm sorry, I got cut out. I think that is my Wi-Fi is really messing with me tonight, guys. I'm sorry.
Well, you do. It is after midnight, and technically it is Friday the 13th, so.
Oh, maybe there's a ghost in my machine.
Right?
Oh, man, now I'm going to go to bed after the show and be like, why is there a ghost in my room? Excited over that now. No, but I'll forever all night be thinking about the ghost in my machine. Could be why I couldn't get in the first time.
Could be.
Well, I'm just happy that I'm in now. I'll tell you, you should have seen me. I was ranting and raving. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to hate me.
I know, I was freaking out. I was like, okay, what happened? What just happened? Like, really? I heard the thing and then it all went silent. And I'm like, where did Red go? Where is she at?
Guys, if you don't know, me and Put in here, we're halfway across the country from each other. I'm actually in Massachusetts and in a smaller city, not Boston, guys. I'm not from Boston. I hate when I say I'm from Massachusetts and right away everyone's like, oh, you're from Boston? No, I'm not from Boston. Tell them about where you're from.
I'm from Indiana, a little small town. A very boring, small little town.
We're about as complete opposite as you can imagine.
Yeah.
I'm in a city. I'm like, convenience, noise, that's for me. You're in a small little town.
Yeah, not very much noise here.
But see, it, only online would you be able to put two girls from the other sides of the country together, become friends, and have a radio show. Like, the amazing people you meet online. You know what I mean? I've actually met
right.
some really amazing people online. There's some people I'll never talk to again. I mean, I'll never meet. Or some people I won't ever talk to again. But I met them online, and it was the best people ever. And, you know, it's weird because you can actually, like, grow. Danielle, I have, like,
yes.
three or four online friends that they admin the group with us. And, some of the best people I'll ever meet, like, best people, like, CBF, that girl, she's, like, ride or die, your best friend for life.
I met my honey there.
He's a great guy. We got Mr. Summers. He is dumb. That's for another show, guys. And
I know I'm excited about that one, actually.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that one. I can't wait to shine the light on some of the subjects that we have gone over with each other, things that we're going to bring in, get people to feel a little more comfortable about talking about these things.
Right.
Answer questions to people who won't ask those questions because they're afraid that somebody will judge them for wanting to know. We don't do that judging, no judging shit around her. We don't do it.
Nope. All about building up and non-judgmental here.
Damn straight. Like, one, life's too short to give a fuck about what someone else is doing. That's
right.
My point. Two, it's their happy. Let them be happy.
Exactly.
What makes you happy, might not be what's making them happy. So, I love pizza. Somebody might be allergic to cheese, lactose intolerant. They don't like pizza. That doesn't mean it still doesn't make me happy.
Right.
I'm just gonna be happy.
And man,
they're
missing something great. Pizza is amazing. God.
Pizza. Pizza, though. We don't get me started on pizza. No, you're too late. You got me started on pizza. All right.
I had pizza the other day. It was amazing.
You know, I have pizza quite often, and I'm still jelly. Like, when someone says pizza, I'm like, oh, you got pizza without me? I was talking about last week. I'm just like, I don't care. You got it without me. You want to see me kill someone? Eat pizza. Okay. In my house, everyone knows the last piece belongs to me. Ha
Nice.
And, all right, we got to get off the subject of pizza. We know how. There's two words beginning with P. Well, three. That Nikki really loves. One's pizza, one's princesses. Can you guess the other?
Penis.
Woohoo! Ding, ding, ding. Tell her what she won. No, actually, I can't even say. I do love penis, but you know, I probably haven't had it longer than a married person. No lie.
Oh, no, no, no. That's not good.
That's for another show. But
that
I,
is true.
I get my, I have my fun. Just, you know, no penis. So, any other talks you want to bring up tonight, Danielle?
You had mentioned Miss T.
Yeah.
Will we be hearing any of Miss T's train stories?
I don't think tonight we're going to. She had life happening. Bless her soul. Today would have been her father's birthday, and he passed on. I don't want to go any further into it. It's, you know, a little personal. But I didn't want to ask her to do the call-in tonight because, you know.
Right. That's understandable.
Don't be a little hurt, and you got to back up and be like, I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? Pat her on the back and be like, I love you, girl. I'm there for you. That's what friends do, you know?
Right.
Exactly. But, guys, let me tell you, if you heard Miss T's stories, Miss T is great. Her stories about being on the train, I love it.
I love
them. Definitely our morning
me
entertainment. Every morning. It's kind of like, all right, Miss T is mine and Danielle's version of what other people would look at as morning cup of sports. Which is a show
right.
on Radio AFS. And that's
with
like our
heaven.
There you go. Now, Miss T's stories get me. Guys, I can't wait. Maybe next week we can get her to come and tell us some of those stories. When her and I get off on a rant.
Oh my gosh, yes. You guys sound so much alike.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
It's the accent. It's the city accent. It really is. It's New England, New York. We all don't pronounce our R's. New York's is just a little bit different. It's more like Florida. It's great. I love it, actually. But personally, me myself, I don't like it on a guy. The accent. It's just, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm from here and all the guys here just aren't. Let's find a nice word to say about it. They're not up to par. I said that very nicely. Way nicer than I normally would. But yeah. I actually am more of a southern. I like the southern men with the hospitality and the pleasantness. And they actually ask you how your day was. Not why you didn't do the laundry.
Right. I love accent people. I just love
Me too.
I love them.
Let's be honest. The British and the Australian accent.
Oh
my god.
God.
I'll
yes.
be your mate all day long.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh my god, them are two of my favorite. Oh.
Danielle, is that a call on our screen right now?
I'm not sure. I don't believe so.
It's, I think, Farmer. Unless that's an old one from when we messed up. I think so, yeah. It was, that's when he tried to call in for us when we, the first 15 minutes of us missing. We pulled a Houdini. That's what me and my honey call that. When you're there, but then you're not
Houdini.
There no more, that's a Houdini.
Right.
Actually, Red Farmer is still here. How you doing, sweetie?
Oh, Farmer, you're here. Hi.
What's going on, girl?
I was like, hey, is that a phone call? Pharma. Pharma. I can't believe you put your name on there as Pharma. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's really how everyone knows me. And you girls are a riot. You know, Blog Talk always likes to mess with the first show, and you guys just took it to stride. So I'm proud of you.
Oh my God, I felt like I really felt like the show was like giving it to me hard up the wrong hole with no lube. I thought we were gonna really flake out and not be able to do the show. I'm so glad we fixed the situation.
You know, we did have a little Earth, Wind, and Fire playing, so some sexy music, and you know, hopefully the people liked it, and you ladies rock, and I'm glad I was able to be able to jump into the studio with you and say, damn, you ladies look a hell of a lot better than my co-host. I was like, why can't I get a beautiful
By the way, guys, his co-host Danielle's man.
Right. Yeah, I will definitely have to stay in the studio with you ladies here on Thursday night, because my co-host is definitely not as beautiful as you ladies.
Why, thank you, Pharma. I appreciate that. You know, what's really funny is our nicknames came from our admin chat, and except Pharma, I don't know where you got yours. But Puddin gets her name because she is so sweet. She's like that sweetheart. She's like, you know, like she'd offer you her Puddin. It'd be lunchtime at school. This little girl would offer you her Puddin. She's that sweet. They call me Red. They call me Red because Miss T
would offer me some Puddin, because I will definitely eat that up.
Nom, nom, nom. I wasn't talking about that kind of Puddin there, Pharma.
Well, hey, you know, I'm keeping it real, right? I'm keeping it on the level. But, you know, this will probably be the only time that your listeners really hear my voice. But they call me Farmer because I'm an actual farmer. I farm dry land wheat out here in Washington. So,
really?
Yeah.
You don't look like the everyday run-of-the-mill farmer.
Right?
Well, hey.
I was going to say the same thing.
Well, it's not a Facebook account,
right? It's not the tractor that connects to my tractor, ladies.
She thinks my farm, she thinks my tractor's sexy.
All right, ladies. I'm gonna let you guys carry on, and I'll be around here if you need me, all right?
All right.
All righty.
Surprise call in here. That was pretty awesome. I didn't even know he was there. I seen his little thing, and I'm like, wait, is Farmer on the line?
Yeah.
Look at that. See, he's that just funny. Shows us we better start paying attention to those little bubbles over there, Danielle. You're supposed to be running board. What you doing?
I got distracted. I heard your voice, and it distracted me.
That's smooth. I'm writing that down. I heard your voice, and it distracted me.
Hey I've
ladies,
told you that before.
I know you have. I have a very distracting voice, I suppose. I'm very distracting. I'm a very distracting person. You see, funny accent. I have extremely odd color hair at any time of the year, whether it's pitch black hair, rainbow. Remember the rainbow? I had the rainbow
yes.
at one time.
Oh, I was so excited.
It's
to
red
see
right
that,
now. It's red right now. So my hair does match my name, but that's not how I got my name. It's actually nothing to do with the color red. Miss T, she says I'm bad. I'm badass. Like, anyone ever watch? You ever watch the show Orange Is the New Black?
Yes,
well,
I've seen parts of it.
All right. Well, remember the redhead lady, the badass one in the kitchen before the Latinos took
yes,
over?
Yes.
All right. She said, I'm like her. I run shit.
Ah, nice.
So, she said, you know, badass on the I'll put it like it is.
Haha, but
I'm pretty blunt for it, yeah. I'm really glad, though, that the show doesn't make a censor, because I would
really... Oh, man,
really...
we'd hear bleep, 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 bleep.
It'd be like, welcome to Talk Dirty, it's Serby. beep, 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 beep. I'm ready.
Right?
You know. And it'll remix. Oh my God, that's it. The next song I write, which I haven't written one yet, but the next song I do write, it's gonna have that bleep sound in it. It's gonna be like
nice.
Every other word. It's gonna be a rap song. I don't know the words yet. Actually, I might pay someone else to write it for me. But actually, I shouldn't perform a rap song at all ever. Never mind. But I want the bleep song in a rap. I want the bleep sound in a rap song. So if there's any rappers out there listening, write that for me. We'll play it. It could be the theme song for
right?
Talk
there we
therapy.
Go. There you go.
Talking about rap songs. You listen to rap? Some of the new age stuff, you know, there's a big tiff going on about the new age stuff. I'm really big in music. I love music. I love the music industry. Now, there's a tiff between old school rappers and new school rappers. Like, they say the new school rappers don't know nothing about rap. It's shitty. It's garbage. You know, the new school rappers look at the old school rappers like, oh, they're out of date. I'm sure it happens in scenes of all types. I'm sure all of the music industry, like country and all that, they feel the same way. But it's a big thing in the rapping industry right now. You listen to one like Eminem, and he brought in...
And do what?
He brought in controversy and stuff, you know, and he showed the world that there could be controversy in the rap scene, and it was going to make you money. So now all these new age rappers want to follow suit like that. I mean, Run DMC did it, you know, Dre did it. They all, the rap, I think there's only like one rapper that didn't have to like brag about bad things or make controversy for himself. Not Will Smith. I know it's funny, but he was very popular when I was younger. Anyways,
yes, he was.
So I think everybody's out there, and the difference in the scenes are back in the old school rappers were rapping about something they gave a fuck about, and the new school rappers are now just like bringing in whatever they can. Like, I heard a song a few years back, chicken noodle soup, soda on the side. What? Like, or the mumble,
yeah,
the mumbling in the rap.
Oh, I don't get none of that.
Hoes. And I can't get into that kind of stuff.
Neither can I. I can't.
But I can definitely get into when they remix something, when they bring a rap and they bring a new, bring an old song and they remix it in, or that I can get into, like the phase that they went through where everyone had Santana and Santana's guitar solos were in everybody's music. That I could deal with. I could definitely. I think the rap world should step out the limits and do something like what Nelly did with Tim McGraw, where Nelly did that that song that he did with Tim McGraw,
yes,
there. And
I remember that one.
Oh, that was such a great song. God, what the hell was the name of that? It's anyways, Over and Over Again.
Yes,
it was
yes.
Such a good song. Such
it
a good song.
It was a good song.
And, you know, when I heard about it, I wasn't to be. I was like, oh God, man, they're gonna be starting. They're gonna sing about what happened after they took the girl. You know what I mean? But no, it was really good. Definitely.
Yes, it was. I remember that song. Whew, man, that's like a flashback.
Listen, follow me. I'm really random. And I'll think about things from way back when, like GIMP. Remember GIMP? It was the plastic jewelry making ribbon stuff, and you made box braids with it. And, oh, man, in the 80s, everybody had GIMP. We were doing it. Everybody had it. Or the jelly shoes. The jelly shoes. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
God, we're old. If I start talking about this in front of the younger generation, I was like, what the hell are jelly slippers? And you're like, you don't know unless you wore them. They were cute as fuck, but they hurt your feet and you got blisters. One thing I'm happy about.
You make those for little kids these days.
Yeah, my daughter got a pair and I didn't want her to wear them. They hurt her feet. She doesn't want to wear them either. Like, they put blisters on your feet. You, and if you wear them with socks, you ruin your socks because they're jelly slippers, so they're out in the open. And tell you what, you wear them without socks, your feet stink. In fact, you know, they was the most popular shoes to wear, and I don't understand why. They hurt you. It was like a punishment in a shoe.
Right.
At least with high heels, which are also a punishment in a shoe, guys. All you guys out there that are like, oh, I love a girl in heels. I want you to put a pair of heels on and walk outside. Do this for like an hour. And then come back and tell me how much you love heels on a girl. Or look at your feet after wearing a pair of heels all day.
Oh,
you
I
won't love them so much
it.
Anymore. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. Love the way my legs look in them. Love the way my ass looks in them. But when your feet come out of them, don't love that. It's like
I mess my ankle up and I can't do heels.
I do heels. I do them, but not if I'm going to be like, I wouldn't wear heels. I wouldn't get a job where I had to wear heels to work. Couldn't do it.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't know how I would teachers or businesswomen, especially businesswomen, in heels all day.
No
I feel
kidding.
Bad for you. Yo,
no kidding.
Props. You're a bigger woman than I am because I can't do that. So all you businesswomen out there that might be listening, props to you. I couldn't wear heels all day like that.
No shit. Props to you.
Mm. Props to you. Maybe if I was constantly moving, I could. But, like, do you ever notice that you put heels on? As soon as you take them off or get off your feet, that's when they start hurting. You could dance in them all night and not know that they was hurting. But the minute you get off your feet and you took a shoe off, that's it. They hurt. And they hurt for like a day and a half. There's no joke. If you wear heels all day, your legs will look great. Your feet will not.
Your feet will hate you.
They'll boycott. Hell no.
Right?
You won't go.
Right.
I mean, actually, I'll look for like Dr. Scholl's and things like that for the heels, but none of them ever work. Even ones that are like specified to heels, they never work. It doesn't matter. You figure it's like stepping on your tippy toes all day. Like you couldn't walk like that. If you could walk like that, doctors teach you to walk different. They do surgeries for you. So obviously you're not meant to walk like that. You know what I mean? So
right. Yeah, I couldn't do that.
I'm wondering if heels was another one of those male inventions made for the woman to look better, like the bra. Like a guy invented the bra, guys. Can we just say it had to be? You know why? No girl would invent something that is going to make our chest hurt and leave lines across it. And like, listen, I don't mind a mark or two, but I better be enjoying it. And
right?
You don't
no
enjoy
shit.
That. I mean,
and the wires that come out and poke you.
Okay,
oh
so I'm an
God.
A cup. I'm an A cup. I don't know about nothing about no wires, but
they
I do know
hurt like hell. And they don't even make bras cute for girls with bigger boobs.
Bigger boobs. Honey, I shop in preteen section for my bras. I get Powerpuff Girls or Disney Descendants, or maybe Hello Kitty. You decide. So at least get lace.
I get.
Like, not many
bigger
teenage
boobs
bras
get white,
come with lace.
Black, or pink.
Oh,
that's
shopping
comes
for lingerie.
Colors.
Shopping for lingerie is. I'm really happy about Victoria's Secret pink because it's the younger generation type thing, and they have really cute clothes and stuff. But I have small breasts. So, finally, there's bras out there meant for people with small breasts, and they can still be sexy. God bless. Because cute is awesome. Cute is cute. You're cute. You be cute over there. I'm not as cute. So, I don't want a sports bra. Those are adult-like. I want a woman bra. You know. Come on, guys.
Right.
We talked about this earlier. Girls, we said
yes.
Tit pics. And if you don't want to send me, honey, a tit pic of a bra with me wearing Powerpuff Girls, how sexy is that? I mean, if it were a unicorn, it'd be sexy, though. I'm not going to lie. Horny horses, sexiest horse alive. You know? If it were a unicorn, I'd do so. I'd buy all the unicorn bras. But they don't make unicorn bras. No bras with a unicorn on. Actually, you know what? I'm going to look that up online tomorrow. Because if they sell unicorn bras, I now have to buy one. You realize, right?
Oh, I bet they do. They pretty much make anything these days.
Then putting you supposed
to
say, you don't need a unicorn bra.
Okay,
you
don't need a unicorn bra.
Me to buy some useless unicorn bra so I could take a picture in it.
Yes, you do need to buy a unicorn bra.
You're only saying that because you want to see the picture.
Exactly.
All right. So if there's a unicorn bra, I will buy a unicorn bra. But if I'm sending you tip pics, you're sending me one too.
All right, I got you.
All right, this is the deal.
But my bra won't be so cute, though.
Hey, you'll have something in it. Think
that
about
works
that.
Too.
And I thought we weren't trying to, like, you see what I'm saying? You just associated cute with my little tits.
Hey, I see a unicorn bra.
That you need a unicorn bra, huh? Because, listen, if I got any cuter. If I got any cuter, I'd have a unicorn bra. Huh?
I do. I Googled it, and they do have unicorn bras online.
Oh, my. I'm so mad at you for telling
me
that.
We know what Red's doing after the show.
Making a new one for next week because we almost didn't get to order this one. We almost didn't get to do it this week. But they sided with us because we are new. I don't know if you could tell by the beginning of the show, guys. We are very new.
Very new.
Neither one of us have been on a talk show before. I've never even called into a radio show before. And I'll tell you what, it's not as easy as you'd think it was.
Right? It is definitely gets the nerves on your first show right at the beginning, especially when they're counting down.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Oh my God.
The nerves. Put in, we only have a minute and 24 seconds left.
I didn't
that
realize there was
hour.
That time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, guys, you know, I'm really happy that our viewers, our listeners, tuned into us, and I'm sorry about the first 15 minutes. That was my bad.
Yes,
don't
thank
blame,
you for tuning
put it. You can put the blame on me. Definitely put the blame on me. But
no, we're not going to put the blame on you.
It kind of was me, my fault. You see how sweet
she is? We're blaming it on Friday the 13th. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, Friday the 13th. See, this is why I love you, girl. All right, guys. Well, I'm Red. This was Talk Therapy. She's put it. We loved you. We'll be back again next week on Thursday and every Thursday. Don't forget to tune in. Show us some love, guys.